Oh boy, this is really ramping up to be a great year for local AI models. So last week, Zyphra released Zonos, which is an open-weight text-to-speech model that you can actually run on reasonably priced consumer hardware. So unlike DeepSeek, which took the whole world by storm because look, it's ChatGPT at home, but you still need enterprise GPUs that cost more than a new car to run it or a cluster of Mac minis to run it. With Zonos, you can run it fast enough to basically generate real-time audio on a mid-level or better 30 or 40 series RTX card. Now, I have a single 4090 in my rig right now, and I've actually been able to generate audio, I guess you could say faster than real-time, because I can generate 30-second audio clips in less than 20 seconds. So you really don't need to break the bank in order to run this AI model locally. Now, at the moment, running Zonos is only supported on Linux. There is a Docker installation, so I'd imagine it's going to be possible to get this working on Windows or macOS in the future. But if you can't run Linux for whatever reason and you really want to mess with Zonos, you could use the web-based version. But of course, that's not quite as exciting. So today, I'm going to be demoing the local version of Zonos on Linux, of course. And if you want to follow along, you're going to need to first install the eSpeak NG library. You're also going to need Python, of course, and pip to install some Python packages. You can then clone this repo into your Zonos directory, and you can install the UV package with pip and then run the UV commands here to compile the package. And if you want to use a GUI web interface like this, then use this command here to run it, uv run gradiointerface.py. But you can also run it from a command line if you really want to. Now, by default, this model is going to be served on all interfaces over port 7860. Now, you can change this by editing the bottom of the gradiointerface.py file. It's also worth noting that by default, I'm pretty sure it's not serving this over the internet. I mean, your desktop computer probably doesn't serve over the internet anyway, if you just have a regular consumer internet connection. But you might want to keep this in mind to change these things around. Make sure that you are serving it publicly if you want to create your own little Zonos server for your other friends that aren't able to run this locally on their Linux boxes. Okay, so in this text to synthesize box, you can type in whatever you want the voice to say. They've got this predefined sample text and they've got a predefined voice. So if we generate some audio, we can see what that sounds like.
Zonos uses eSpeak for text to phoneme conversion.
So yeah, there you go. That's what it sounds like. But of course, we can type in anything we want. We want to create our own message here. So why don't we go ahead and make it speak out a message that the world really needs to hear. Okay, so again, that was just under 20 seconds to create about 28 seconds of audio. And I will forewarn you guys that this is a very early version of this model, so it does mess up a little bit, but let's see how it did with some non-standard text to synthesize.
A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish, for any purpose. Freedom one is the freedom to study how the program works and change it so it does your computing as you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to redistribute copies so you can help others. Freedom three is the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others.
Oh, okay, it actually did do pretty good. The waveform looked a little weird, so I thought that maybe it had screwed up that process. So this is already pretty cool that we can use this voice to speak any kind of text that we want, and because this is a local model, there's no way for anybody to really censor it. But it gets a lot cooler when you drag and drop audio up here for it to sample. So why don't we go ahead and try this audio of Gilbert Gottfried. I think this is him reading from The Raven. And I'm actually going to cut down the audio a little bit because Gilbert Gottfried tends to blow mics out.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and this is The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
All right, so sorry for that grating audio, but, you know, that's Gilbert for you. So let's see if we can get Gilbert Gottfried to advocate for free software. And again, this is roughly 30 seconds in order to give this whole spiel about free software. And you can see down here that we're at about 15, 16, 17. It's going to be about 20 seconds.
A program is free.
To generate this audio. So that's what I mean when I say that it's basically faster than real time on a 4090. So let's see how it sounds now.
A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish for any purpose. Freedom one is the freedom to study how the program works and change it so it does your computing as you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to redistribute copies so you can help others. Freedom three is the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others.
All right, so it didn't quite copy Gilbert Gottfried's voice exactly perfectly, but that's where all these different conditional parameters come in and also the advanced parameters. So you can change the speaking rate. That would probably be the first thing to change because it sounds like he's speaking a little bit slower than he normally does. And then I didn't mean that yet, but we'll go into the advanced parameters. And let's see. So we've got like happiness, sadness, disgust, fear, neutral, other, anger, surprise. It's too bad that there's not. It's too bad that there's not like an enthusiasm knob in here that you can change. But just with these knobs or these sliders alone, obviously you can change this audio quite a bit to dial it in to get exactly what you're looking for. I'm just doing it on the fly here. It'd probably end up taking a few hours, or unless you just get really lucky, because I've also got the randomized seed option here in order to get the kind of audio that you like. But let's just generate this one more time and see if maybe we can get something a little bit better.
A program is free software if the program's used as the four essential freedoms. Zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish for any purpose. Freedom one is the freedom to study how the program works and changes so it does your computing as you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to read the freedom to redistribute copies so you can help others. Freedom three is the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others.
All right, so it sounded like he got a little bit more tripped up on his words there. Why don't we try a different sample of audio? So, let's see. This is some cut audio of Chris Rock.
I'm at a comedy club. A lot of times, guys come up.
So again, another very distinct voice. This is just audio that I pulled from an old interview of his, and we'll generate audio in Chris Rock's voice now.
A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom one is the freedom to study how the program works and change it so it doesn't protect your future.
All right, so in the very beginning, it sounded pretty good there.
A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms.
Boom. That right there, at least to my ears, sounds exactly like Chris Rock. And I'm sure that this is a sentence he's never even uttered. A program is free software if the program's users have the four essential freedoms. So I think you guys get the point. If you've got a simple message, a PSA, or something like that, then you can have any voice you want in the world to speak it for you. And there's also different language codes in here. I mean, you can change it to, or why don't we do a Spanish example real quick? So this is, at least as far as Google Translate is concerned, a Spanish translation of the four principles of free software. So we'll generate this, and then we'll see how Chris Rock sounds when he's saying this in Espanol.
Un programa es software libre si los usuarios del programa tienen las cuatro bibliotecas.
All right, so he is trailing off and getting a little bit mumbly there, but as you can see, you can also use it for pretty much any language you want. I believe in the Git repo's description, it says that it's primarily for English because that's what the model is mostly trained on, but there's a whole bunch of different languages that you can use in here. So you can have anybody that you want speak any phrase, any sentence, any message, and you can also have them say it in any language that you want. So obviously, this can be used for a lot of good, but it can also be used for a lot of bad. This tech could also be used for scams. There's already been several cases where scammers have used AI programs to create fake audio of someone and even fake video of someone. I actually saw recently someone did this with Blacktail Studios. I forget what the guy's name is behind that company, but if you haven't seen it, he makes these really beautiful and really expensive tables. We're talking like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 tables and desks. And I mean, I guess it's worth it, right? I mean, I'm not in the position to spend that much on a table, but if I was going to spend that much on a table, I'd want one like that. There are scammers out there who have actually managed to rip people off. I think in the video where he was talking about it, they ripped off a lady for $17,000. And part of the scam included making a one-to-one clone of Blacktail Studios' website, which is very easy. And they also managed to get a pretty similar domain. I think the real one is Blacktail Studio and the fake one was Blacktail Studios or vice versa. But you get the idea. I mean, if you can domain squat and copy the domain or copy the website and your domain is only one letter off, there's a lot of people that are going to end up falling for that. And they were even sending videos of him to people to scam. Now, of course, the videos were a little messed up, like his beard was growing in real time. But these AI tools for generating fake audio and fake video are only going to keep on getting better. And the way that it stands right now, because there's not as many local models that you can run, so the scammers, if they want to create fake voices, for example, might use a service like 11 Labs, but that service is paywalled, it requires an account, and it most likely keeps track of everything that you generate on it. So if a scammer were to be using 11 Labs, for example, or if anybody is using 11 Labs in a way that they don't like, then 11 Labs can shut them down. Or I bet if a celebrity were to make enough of a fuss about people using their voice, then 11 Labs might do something to prevent that. But because you're running this on your own hardware and it's open source, there is no practical way to shut it down. So I know that my demo of this probably didn't do the model any justice, but this is just something that I threw together quickly to demo it to you guys. And remember that the Nigerian princes that spend 40 plus hours a week on their scams, they're going to do a really good job and put a lot more effort into fine-tuning with models like this and creating audio that really does sound like the person that they're using to scam others with. So enjoy this AI model, use it for good, stay safe out there from the scams.